the Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 9. This is letter number 2735. It's a letter to a woman. Baruch Hashem, dated Yud Zayin Sivan Tavshin Yud Dalet, Brooklyn. And the Rebbe starts off with Bracha V'Shalom. So the Rebbe says, I had received some time ago your letter, and I did not answer up till now because I knew that during these days somebody's going to visit him. The Rebbe said there's going to be some rabbi is going to be in their place, and the Rebbe said you will be able to discuss with him about your question that you're writing to me. And the Rebbe says, I'm hoping that you will be able to sort of work it out in a good way. And also, the Rebbe says, I'm taking into consideration that if there is a change in the work conditions, in other words, if you if there's a change in the work conditions, it's not going to be a secret, and you should not really hold it a secret, and you need to also know that this would change to a certain measure also the conditions from the other people, and that increases to a large measure the expense. Not sure exactly yet where we're going with this. Let's see. The Rebbe says, it is difficult for me to say an opinion about this question because I'm from a distance. But I hope and I'm sure that everybody together will be able to work it out. And then hopefully that this will be good for everyone and also for the work. And for sure, Rebbe says, it is extra to point out to you that every work which is connected with an institution of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, with all the titles, that gives one blessing and success to each one who participates in it. Besides the salary that you get a lot more than just your salary. You get a blessing for success when you work in an institution of the Rebbe. And the Rebbe says, perhaps is the blessing and success, it's even more valuable than the money that you get for the work. It's more important than the salary. May the blessed Hashem help you. You should have a happy life together with your husband, Harav Agon Chulu Sheyichya, and raise your children, the Toidel Chupa Maisim Tovim, healthy, with good health, and with happiness. So, somewhat of it is that there was some conditions they changed. Maybe she was working for a yeshiva or a school, an institution for the Rebbe, and so Rebbe says, I guess that if they're going to pay her money or they're going to change the work conditions for her, it will have a ripple effect. It's not going to be a secret. And you're not supposed to hold it a secret. So that means, so other people will have also benefit. Maybe she negotiated for herself better conditions, you know, for the work that she was doing. And the Rebbe says that's not going to remain a secret because other people will find out about it, or should find out about it. You should tell them this should not be a secret. So that's going to increase for everybody. It's going to be a bigger increase. So the Rebbe says, being from a distance, I can't really tell you, but the Rebbe says, I'm hopeful that you will be able to sort of work out the differences over there for everybody's satisfaction, and then it'll be good for the work as well. And then the Rebbe adds that, you know, working for an institution for my father-in-law brings you blessing and success, and maybe even more valuable than the salary. So the Rebbe wishes them blessing to raise your children with good health and happiness. I mean, I'm doing the best I can, not having
I got a situation in which...